the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Yeah, Donoghue's with us for Tech Thursday. We're going to talk smartphones, but we're not talking Apple iPhones. We're going to talk about the new Google Pixel phones, because they have some extraordinary features, Andy, I believe, powered by AI.
Matt, last week's Made by Google event was a big change for them. Jimmy Fallon hosted the event from New York, and the whole range of Pixel 10 phones announced and the new Pixel 4 watch. However, what became increasingly obvious as you watch this event was that this really wasn't so much about the phones, it was about what's powering the phones. And Google are bringing artificial intelligence literally onto our wrist and into our pockets with their new phones. And the features are honestly breathtaking.
Okay, let's actually, before you tell us about those features, hear a little bit of the Google event hosted by Jimmy Fallon, where he demonstrated real-time Google Translate of phone calls.
Pixel can now translate phone calls in real time. And Jimmy, we do this in your own voice, inflections and everything.
Okay. Hola, Sofia. Hola, Jimmy.
Hola, Karen. All right, so we'll turn on the translation feature. I head to Call Assist, Voice Translate, choose the language, and...
Call is translated by Google AI. In each speaker's voice, audio is not saved.
Hi, Karen. Can you hear me? Does this work?
Hola, Karen. ¿Puedes oírme? ¿Funciona esto?
I'm the crazy person listening to you in Spanish.
Okay, this is really cool. I can't believe how fast it's working.
Esto es realmente genial. No puedo creer lo rápido que está funcionando.
Okay, let me get that straight. So, I'm having a conversation with somebody who doesn't speak English, who speaks Spanish. Mm. I say what I want to say in English. Immediately, it's translated into Spanish in my voice. Yeah. That person then responds in Spanish, and I hear that person coming back to me in English.
In their voice. Yeah. If they happen to be using a Pixel as well. But
yeah, they'd have to be using the same type of phone, yeah.
But otherwise, yes, exactly. I mean, Matt, it is truly breathtaking. We all expected that Google Translate, the live Translate, we expected that to be launched. What I didn't think that they would be able to do yet was doing it essentially in your voice. And that Jimmy Fallon demonstrating that is truly remarkable. There's a number of languages, useful ones for us. So you got French, you got German, you got Spanish, ideal for holidays. But it also transforms industries, even the media industry. Non-English speaking guests, of course, can now appear on your show. You can have them translated instantly and listen to them in English in their voice on air. Those kind of features were, you know, the strides that Google have made over the last 12 months are truly remarkable. So yes, it's incredibly useful for us holiday making, but if you...
Sorry, but that would suggest maybe if you go into a restaurant in a foreign country where they don't speak English, you take out your phone, they take out their phone, you'd connect the two phones, you talk into your own phone, which would then translate to that person.
Yeah, and I mean, Google Translate, you've been able to do those kind of instant translations with people in real life, but being able to do it on the phone is pretty incredible. Spanish, German, Japanese, French, Hindi, Italian, Portuguese, Swedish, Russian, and Indonesian. Which means you can call people in those countries, hear them in English. It's fantastic to see, probably made possible, not just by the new Google Tensor G5 chip, which is on the phone, but also by Google's huge investment in their artificial intelligence features.
Okay, so tell us about the other things, the other key features on these new phones.
There was some years ago when Apple launched the iPhone, they had a thing that they were going to launch called visual voicemail. This was never implemented by the carriers, by the mobile phone companies in Ireland, perhaps because it was too difficult at the time. And it was a bit of a disappointment. The idea being that when you call somebody, they don't answer their phone, you record a voicemail. Now, what we have to do at the moment is you dial 171, you listen to the voicemail. Today, I got my first Google take a message. I missed a call from somebody about 11 a.m. this morning, And I said, oh, I had my headphones in, couldn't find my phone. I said, oh, look, I don't know who it is. I'll call them back. The next thing, I get a text message from my phone with a transcription of the message they had left me. So I called my, I said, I have to see how this works in practice. So I called myself from another phone, and sure enough, a voice comes on. It says, your call can't be answered. Leave a message. You leave a message and instantly the message is translate or is transcribed and it appears as a text message on your phone. It's called Take a Message. It's incredibly useful because it means you don't have to step out of meetings to listen to 171, do any of that. You literally see the transcript of the message a person has left you.
Okay, any other features?
Oh, Matt, I could go on. However, a couple of things that they've done which are really nice. Pixel Journal is a nice new feature. Music with recorder. You turn your voice into music. So if you're a musician, great. Or if you like to hum a tune, you can record a vocal melody and the AI transforms it into a vocal clip with a unique musical track, which is a lot of fun. But an interesting feature that's in there is notebook LLM integration. And this is really interesting. And if you take a screenshot on your phone, and if it contains information that could be useful to a research project, the phone automatically suggests adding it to your notebook. That's really clever. A really useful feature. Then you've got Gemini Live, which is essentially, you know, the way if you're doing a bit of DIY or trying to fix something on the car, you look up a YouTube video. Now, Gemini is integrated into the phone and it gives you real-time visual help. So you share your camera view with Gemini Live and you get interactive guidelines. So kind of you point it at a complicated espresso machine and Gemini will highlight the correct button to press directly on your phone screen as a in guiding you how to use the phone. It perhaps the most useful feature is now what they're calling, this is when I say most useful feature, the most general feature for how we will change how we use our phones. It's a thing called Magic Cue, and incredibly powerful. And it's kind of a proactive assistant, and it really connects the dots between your apps. So it analyzes the content of your screen and pulls up relevant information from other apps. So let's say you texted me and you said, Andy, what time's your flight in? Magic Cue would pull that information straight from my Gmail or calendar app and suggest I send it straight back to you with a single tap. I don't have to think. I can answer your text without even having the thought. And you think, okay.
Do you really want that?
Well, do you really want it? It's my choice whether to enable it or send it or not. But can you imagine you're on a plane or you're on the tube or you're on a dart and you're dashing and somebody texts you and says, what time's your flight? It's, oh, gee, I don't have time to answer. And the phone finds the data for you and sends it to them.
Listeners saying iPhones have that voicemail transcription.
When launched, they didn't. So it took Apple a long time. In America, it was launched subsequently.
I think I get it on my when my messages come into my phone now. They're not entirely always accurate, but they are.
And they aren't entirely accurate. It was something that was disappointingly they didn't launch it here. Great that Google have now done it, and visual voicemail I think is what Apple call it, and Google of course call it Take a Message now.
Okay, another listener says, would it be able to handle the Monaghan accent because Alexa can't make a trick of it? Says Rob in Monaghan. Tell us about the particular types of phones at Google. How do they price by comparison with Apple?
Well, they're kind of all of these phones are, you know, you're now thinking about €1,000 for a sophisticated smartphone. I think 919 the Google Pixel 10 starts at. The Pixel 10 Pro is just over €1,100. The Pixel 10 Pro Fold, which is their folding phone, I use one of their folding phones, and they're now priced at €1,900. And the Pixel 10 Pro XL is about just under €1,200 or so. So they're all that kind of price.
That's a bit cheaper than similar Apple phones,
it is.
Isn't it?
They are. So you're kind of a couple of hundred euros cheaper than a comparable iPhone. Looks like Google haven't upped their prices this year. And what they have done, the hardware design of the Pixels was pretty good. And I think Google were very happy with that this year. What they have done is they've added more impressive waterproof and dustproof ratings. They've made the hinge, for instance, on the Fold, that is now steel and sturdier. They've made them stronger. The cameras on the Pixel 10 Pro range particularly are the best cameras that I've used. They introduced really fun new features like the magic eraser, being able to delete stuff in the background, or, you know, inserting yourself into a photo. Take a picture of two friends, then one takes a photo of you, you pop yourself into the background. That's been around for a while.
God, again, I'm not sure I like the idea. That type of manipulation of photographs.
Well, it means you know, no one has to be missing from the photo. Which is kind of fun. But the cameras remain superb. But I think what's interesting about this, like I said at the beginning, is that this is unquestionably, this was a really interesting event, big event for Google. Jimmy Fallon was a lot of fun and it was a great event to watch. However, the message that we got was that this is all about AI in our pockets.
Battery life on the phones?
Improved, and more than 24 hours, which is brilliant. And also Google announced a new Pixel 4 watch.
Okay, but if you're trying, I mean, my thing is, I suppose I'm trapped in what you might call an Apple ecosystem, so that my phone connects clearly with my iPad and with my laptop, and sort of reintroducing something else to sit into that is difficult, isn't it?
I didn't find it that difficult. I was an iPhone user from the day it was launched. I went through the whole range. Eventually, I got bored of the pricing and also what I would call Apple's very slow incremental updates. Nothing really changed from year to year. And, you know, there's a, you know, half an upgrade 1 year. So I would find it really difficult to leave the Apple desktop ecosystem. I couldn't stop using my Mac. So what I did simply was I moved my calendar and I moved my contacts into Outlook and then subsequently into Google Contacts. And I adopted the Android. I'm now a Pixel user, have been for years. And so I manage very comfortably synchronizing everything from my Mac to my Google phones.
Thank you very much for that, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us on Tech Thursday.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.